Welcome back, everybody. Today is day
six,
and we pray for the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. And this one's really special to us because, well, it's special because, well, in our home, we have four small children. And so I feel like I can see on a daily basis how special these little children are to Jesus because of their innocence. And their innocence is so precious that we need to safeguard that and protect that as parents, right? So anyhow, this one is really special to me too because I think of the virtue of humility, which is such a beautiful virtue. And of course, all virtues are beautiful. But humility is a hard one because it's like you don't like being humiliated, you know? And I think of myself when I get those little opportunities where I do something that I'm like, oh, why did I just do that? Or I feel like really embarrassed about something. But at the same time, I just thank Jesus for the opportunity to grow in humility because obviously I haven't achieved humility yet. There's lots of opportunities to grow in it. So today we bring those souls to him.
And I'm reminded of Mother Teresa. She said the only way to grow in the grace of humility is to be humiliated. So I don't know about you, but I don't enjoy being humiliated because there's some pride in my heart. Anyways, so I guess why do we pray for these souls? Well, one, I think because so that they continue to persevere in this grace of humility, which we all need. I'm reminded of one time when I was speaking in northern Saskatchewan at the very beginning of my ministry, and this retreat that I was leading was in an old country school in the middle of a field, Albertville, Saskatchewan. And I just remember pulling up to this country school. It was not used except for as a community center. I'm like, Lord, where did you take us? But that weekend when we went in, we set up our sound equipment, and that weekend was so powerful to those young people there. The Holy Spirit did an incredible work in their hearts, and many of those young people ended up becoming leaders in my ministry in subsequent years. But I remember, so it was unlike anything I had really experienced. And I remember sitting in my little Ford Escort about to pull away, the sun was setting, and I said this prayer. I said, God, why here and why now? And I heard these words in my heart, where there's humility, there's extravagance. You know, nobody really knows about Albertville, Saskatchewan until maybe now. But it's just a simple farming community. Those kids were just, they would just came. It was just a humble setting. It wasn't an extravagant conference room. It was in the middle of the field. The toilets backed up. It was just kind of cold that night. It was uncomfortable. And I think of a little bit like Jesus. I mean, he came in humble settings, in the manger. And great extravagance was upon the world. He comes in the form of humbling himself under the form of bread and wine. And is transformed into his body, blood, soul, and divinity. I think where there's humility, there's extravagance. And so we can pray for those who have been given the grace of humility to persevere. Mm-hmm. And for those who still need to grow, that God would bless us with that grace and opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. And for the little children.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. If you have been blessed by these reflections and everything, what we'd really appreciate is if you would be interested in supporting us financially. We're going to put a little link up there just so that we can keep these retreats online for free for people. Mm-hmm. No obligation. If you want to do that, that's there. It's through PayPal. If not, no problem. But we do ask that you pray for us and pray for our ministries. We'd really appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Bye.